plan on a lot of sunshine, at least for the first half of this upcoming week, and temperatures near average. It's not going to be too cold, and it's also not going to be too hot. We start today in the 70s, which, folks, the average high is 65 in Jacksonville, and we're going to be in the low 70s today like we were on Sunday. So it's going to be a really nice day out there. We dip a bit on Tuesday into Wednesday as a weak frontal system is going to move through the area Tuesday. It is going to be a dry front, though. You'll barely even notice it. Temperatures will dip a bit on Wednesday into the middle and upper 60s, but then we have a nice south wind that's going to build on Thursday. And that is going to build our temperatures into the middle and upper 70s. Some neighborhoods inland will get near and surpass 80 degrees. This is basically the buildup to the next big cold front. That arrives on Friday, bringing us mostly cloudy skies and a few showers and thunderstorms. Looks like the rain is going to be very late at night Thursday through the first half of Friday. We will be honing in on and pinpointing the timing of the rain, though, as we get closer. This will have implications for the Jaguars' home playoff game we will be hosting this weekend. Looks like things will be mainly sunny, but temperatures will be much cooler. Afternoon highs will be in the 50s on Saturday and Sunday, and mornings will be back in the 30s. We will be tracking temperatures yet again close to freezing. From the Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Corey Sima for 104.5 WOKV.